Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Square Ball Podcast.
Welcome to the show. I am Flora Snelson. Today I'm joined by our wonderful guest, Olivia Smart. Olivia is proudly sponsored by the Square Ball and recently celebrated her 300th appearance for Leeds away at Newcastle in March. We've just had an extended chat about that over on the Extra Ball, so check that out. But for now, we're doing a preview of the very exciting final, which is happening on Sunday. We're just days away from Leeds's FAWNL plate final against Stourbridge. It's happening in Solihull on Sunday, and it is their first national final since 2013. So first, Olivia, thank you so much for coming in. You've come straight from work. You're still in your scrubs. It's really appreciated. I'm personally really excited to see this contest on Sunday, but how are you feeling about it?
It's just another game. Everyone calls it a final. No, it's exciting to be in a final. The club have not been in a national final for a national league final for a long time, like you just said, and there's a fair amount of games happened before it, so that's always getting to the end of the road. It is good getting to the final to be able to win something. Everyone loves to win something. The opposition have normally done well in the season to get to the final, and hopefully we can win something. We all like to lift a trophy and spray a bit of champagne around.
Absolutely. It'd be cracking, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And it would be the cherry on top of a pretty excellent journey to the final. Just to overview that, you beat Solihull Moors 3-1 in the first round, West Brom 2-1 in the second round, there in the third tier. And then you beat Fylde in the quarterfinal. That was 2-0. And they're also in the third tier. Yeah. Semi-final, you came out on top against Southampton with a really excellent performance. So yeah, in those games, you've only conceded 2 goals, which is pretty good. And as I said...
Oh, really? God, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
No, we've done well. We like the cup. Taddy is the fortress.
You reckon?
I hope not, because we're not playing there on Sunday.
Oh, no. I know. It doesn't seem fair.
Oh, yeah. But we've been drawn as the home team, so maybe that's all good right vibes. Yeah.
You know, you can take the Leeds United out of Taddy, but can you take the Taddy out of the Leeds United?
Well, it's questionable.
So as I said, yeah, you've absolutely smashed it so far and kind of flattened some high-level opponents on the way.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
And how have you kind of approached those, so like the likes of West Brom and Fylde, they're playing in a higher league than you. Do you give them respect, or are you approaching it any other game?
I think we turn up to every game in a similar mindset. Fylde and West Brom, we know what they're capable of as teams, but we could capitalise on what they were struggling at this season, and Rick's very intelligent. He knew exactly where to hurt them, and we went out with a game plan and get in, play football, 90 minutes, get out of there. And that was exactly what we did. The league's been very hectic for us this season, and we've played a lot of games. It's been a bit of hype around us because of the Arsenal game, and that was quite nice, but getting the job done in the cup is... like, feels pretty good, actually. Beating teams in higher leagues above us and playing teams, Southampton, we'd not played Southampton before and didn't really know what to expect with them. But again, Rick had set up his stall and we knew what we needed to do to get the win. And obviously playing at home was quite nice. Mm. So we've done pretty well this season, I think, in the cup. I didn't know we'd just conceded 2 goals, so we won't concede any on Sunday.
Perfect.
So that'll just be 2 for the whole round, and that's fine.
Yeah, long may it continue.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it about the cup then? Is this, because you just said, like, you know, you've got a bit of a taste for it this season. Is there something about the kind of jeopardy, the knockout aspect of it, which suits you as a team, do you think? Or
yeah, I think maybe there is some of that psychological knockout round that we quite enjoy as a team. We like a bit of pressure. We like to be an underdog. I think we revel in that as a team, actually. We don't do too bad when we go 1-0 down, I think, as performance tends to change or up the ante. The league is a very different mindset, isn't it? It's a long, old season. The games are strung out over the 9-month period or whatever it is, something like that. Whereas the cup, you get one shot. And I think we do enjoy that, actually, thinking about it, yeah.
And it speaks to a really strong mentality. That famous Arsenal Cup game that you played in January, you only earned that because you came from behind against Stoke.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you absolutely smashed it, 3-1.
Yeah, yeah. Stoke, again, team in the league above. We had a point to prove. We went 1-0 down pretty early, and I think we conceded. It was a bit of a shock. We didn't really expect to concede really early on. We knew their threats, and we knew, again, we went out with a game plan, and we didn't get off the mark well enough. I think they scored within like the first 5 minutes, something like that. It was really quick. But I think that kind of helped us that they'd scored so soon. We could get over it. We had 85 minutes to get over it. We turned up the performance in the second half, and we were so clinical in that game, and they were chasing shadows for the rest of it. So I think we performed really well in the cup, actually. And Fylde, West Brom, they're not teams to shake at. They are very good and very capable, and they've won things before. And Southampton were a team as well that we had to obviously be respectful of, but not ever too respectful.
And obviously the FA Cup wasn't quite to be this time around, but Sunday you got the chance to get some silverware. Would winning a cup be a strong start to this new Passmore era? He joined in summer last year. What's it been like working on him so far?
Obviously, winning some silverware for anyone as a player who loves competition is great. He wants to win all of the time, like 100%, and I think even more than we do, so winning some silverware for him and him winning some silverware will just replicate what he is and what he has achieved for us recently. I think winning anything is obviously a privilege. You have to be in it to win it, and we've shown that we are very capable of this season. We've shown we've improved so much over this season, even when we've kind of been, the chips have been down and it's been against us. We've like come out a bit stronger in games that we obviously, a lot of teams wouldn't have expected us to win. Because we were the underdog, but that was fine. And Rick's instilled that in us, that we are capable. So I think the era of him back at Leeds United will be a good one. If I was 5 years younger, I'd be well and truly involved, like excited to be there, wanting to achieve. But I'm just going to soak up the privilege of being around him as a manager for the next couple of years, and hopefully he continues his journey at Leeds.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. Have a strong end to your career.
Hopefully. Yeah, we'll see. Give it a few years. Not an end yet.
Yeah, of course. Too early for that chat. But yeah, as you say, like, there's some really promising young players at the moment that could feature on Sunday.
Yeah.
What do you think it would be like for them and building their relationship with Rick? Do you think they're going to have a big part to play on the weekend?
We'll see. He leaves the starting 11 as a surprise, so we're in the change rooms.
Does he?
We'll find out the squad at some point when he decides it. And that's that. It's up to him. He's the boss. But I think people spend time around him as youngsters. There's a young girl around at the minute who's from Man City, and she's just soaking up all the experience. And she actually said to me last night, I love it. I absolutely love being here. She's obviously learning from him, and we can always improve. You know, like, any coaching is good for us, but from him, it's a privilege. The youngsters for Sunday, will it be an experience?
Mm.
I got to experience some amazing things when I were like their age, which has put me in good stead for being here now. So I think they just need to soak it all up. Enjoy it. That's the main thing. Enjoy winning. Understand losing. I think you learn more from losing than you do from winning. So albeit if that happens on Sunday, which it won't, but if it did, then you can learn a lot from that as well. But I think most importantly, they've just got to enjoy the experience. That's what it's all about. And that is what football is about. That doesn't last forever. And you spend a lot of your life chasing that experience and that, like, feeling.
Yeah.
So they just need to enjoy it.
Yeah, you don't necessarily get many chances like this.
No,
do you?
No, you don't. Like, I said to the girls on Sunday, once we'd got the 3 points and job was done, I said to the girls, like, you know, this week we need to prep right. Sunday's a chance to be in a final, and you might not be in a final for every year for the rest of your career. You might not ever get there. So you have to, like, soak that up, prepare well, have your mindset right, be ready to win.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I had the pleasure of speaking to Becky Bass this week. She was involved in Leeds' last national final in 2013. And she mentioned that, obviously, one of the main takeaways of the experience was learning how to lose and carrying some of that strength forward into the games that you play in the future. What kind of games have you been involved with which have built that mentality for you?
I suppose, obviously, the most recent experience was obviously Arsenal. We went there to gain an experience, probably understanding that we were likely to not come out of it with the result that we would want, and we didn't. And you learn way more from those experiences than you do from the pleasure of, you know, just winning and moving on to the next one. You learn about your character and the psychology of the team and how it ticks. You learn to grow as a team. I think I've played in some fairly disappointing losses that I keep none of the medals for, because it's not something I want to carry with me. Loss is not anything anyone enjoys. And how many finals have I played in now that I've lost? A few, I think. But like Bass said, like, it's something that you do learn from, and you don't actually, it doesn't ever leave you. So that feeling of losing at a final when the majority of your family are there and the fans are there to support you, and, you know, like, there's a big build up to the game, that's something that stays with you, and you definitely don't want to keep it, but you understand what you learned from it, I think, mostly. So yeah, Bass is right. It hurts to lose in a final. Everyone knows that, but we're not going to do that on Sunday.
Well, hopefully you'll be leaving with a little more elation than that horrible sinking feeling that you get when you feel like you've maybe missed an opportunity. But for fans, they can stream the game on YouTube, which is very exciting.
Ah, nice.
Which is a great opportunity to see Leeds United women in action. For supporters who maybe haven't watched you before, what can they expect to see? What's the way that Passmore likes to play?
He's feisty. We're aggressive. We're fast. We're good on the press. We're a Leeds United team. We're exciting to watch. We like to play football, get the ball down and play. It's not a hit and hope, and we don't like to play long ball football, but where we have to, we do, and I won't give too much away. But we are very much a set up like the men, and we're an exciting Leeds United team, and so is every other Leeds United team.
I think it's silky. It's easy on the eye.
Yeah, and I like that. We do like to play football. We get frustrated when we win ugly, because we've had to play ugly football sometimes this season, and we don't actually enjoy it. Everyone enjoys 3 points or a win, but we actually enjoy performance too, and we know what we're all capable of. So hopefully we'll have some of that display on Sunday.
And as you said, you're going to be many miles from your spiritual home of Tadcaster Albion. I actually think it's a bit unfair because it's happening in Solihull, which is not too far from Stourbridge, That was just kind of luck of the draw, right?
Yeah. No one's a home team.
But yeah, I guess I'm curious about, obviously you're very settled in at the Soul Track. What's your like match day routine like when it comes to kind of getting familiar with a new venue, like a new changing room? Like, do you have any like rituals? In fact, yeah, you mentioned with the Kim Little conversation that you had, as we discussed on the extra ball, that kind of not ruined, but maybe disrupted your match day prep.
Yeah.
Do you have like a certain zone that you go into? Is it something that you do as a team? Like, what does that look like before kickoff?
I think everyone has their own routine. Some people are superstitious. I'm not. I don't wear a lucky pair of pants or a lucky pair of socks. And I wouldn't be upset if I had to sit somewhere else in the changing rooms.
Is there people that are?
Yeah, definitely. Everyone sits in the same place for sure. But that's all about mentality and that's fine. The only thing I definitely do is look for my family before I start. That's it. I don't really ever get nervous as such. I think that time's passed now. And maybe on Sunday there might be a bit of a second before the ref blows a whistle and like taking the occasion. But that's it. I think nerves are good to keep you on your toes. But I think it can sometimes distract you. So you have to do things how you would normally do them. I always have beans on toast for breakfast. That's a staple footballer's diet, I think.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong. Everybody loves beans on toast. But yeah, other than that, no, just in the zone, in the mood, enjoy it. I always warm up smiling or with a laugh on my face and all that kind of thing. Look for my family and that's that.
And who of your family and friends are going to be making the journey to Solihull on Sunday?
I don't know, actually. I hope all of them. Like, they should be making some kind of effort. My mum's not a football fan at all. She can't. She has absolutely no desire to come and watch her play football, but she rocks up now and again and she tells everybody that I play football, but yeah, minimal involvement. She got me through the younger years of football, to be fair. My mum taking me here, there and everywhere, but she occasionally comes now and again. So I hope they're all coming on Sunday. I've not actually spoken to them about it. I just expect it now.
Yeah.
They should all be coming, but yeah.
Your sister? You got twin
Yeah, princess? Yeah. I've got a twin sister.
She used to play football as well?
Yeah. She used to play football as well. She was all right until she got injured and couldn't no longer play and took up more dangerous sports. But she'll be there secretly and very quietly taking it all in. I get a full match report post-match after every game she comes to watch. Yeah. Nice. Full critique. My grandparents come to every game. They love it. My grandma's a massive football fan. So yeah, it'd be nice. I'm looking forward to it.
So you'll be playing for your family. You'll be playing for Rick.
Yeah.
You'll be playing for your own pride.
Yeah.
You'll also be playing for the shirt.
Yeah, the shirt, yeah. The team.
The team.
The Leeds Mighty
United.
Whites.
Obviously, massive Leeds fan you are.
Yeah.
300 appearances under your belt for Leeds. Unbelievable achievement. What would it feel like to lift some silverware for the club that you love?
It'll be a long time coming. we've been waiting for some silverware for a while. I love playing for Leeds. Like every time I pull on the shirt, I absolutely love it. All of the club. But winning some silverware is about what it's about, the competition, for sure. So I absolutely definitely want to make sure we get the win. I definitely won't be lifting the trophy, Rebecca will, because it's hers to lift. But like I said, I'm just standing in for this season. She's been really unfortunate to miss out on injury and she's missed out on the biggest games of probably her career this season. And that's very disappointing for me as her friend, but for her personally, I know she's taken that like a champ. So she's done really well in like being around us because it's really difficult when you're injured to be around what you want to be part of. And I know that she finds that hard, but she's just rode the storm with it and she's there for us. So when she lifts that trophy on Sunday, it'll be more a moment of that for her, I think, for me this season, especially with what she's been through. But Leeds United women need some silverware. It's been a long time coming, so
get something in the cupboard.
Yeah. It actually goes in a glass cabinet, I think. Also, I've heard
you got one,
but not personally. But I think Leeds United, have got a hole where they've had a few years without some.
Yeah.
So I think they're hoping that we're going to fill one of the cabinets that they've got. But yeah, there's a fair few trophies actually hanging around Thorpe Arch that are like 2002 Player of the Year for the FA2 Premier League or whatever it was called, and I think they need upgrading,
yes,
I'll say. Yeah,
definitely.
We need a few newer ones.
Yeah, a fresh one on the shelf.
Yeah. There's a few big ones. I'm not really sure what they are. They look older than me. So we'll go with winning some new stuff on Sunday. Hopefully
Amazing.
We can bring it home. We might go to bed with it.
Absolutely. Yeah, as you said, get the champagne out.
Yeah, get the champagne out,
How will you celebrate? Or maybe it's too soon to ask.
It's too soon to ask. Don't think about post-match. Think about the match. Yeah, I'm sure someone will have some idea.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with it. I'm really excited to see how you get on. And yeah, as I said, thank you so much for coming to speak with us today. Really appreciated. And thank you so much for listening. See you later.
The Square Ball Podcast. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.